From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM, and welcome to the first day of winter. Brr, though it's pretty warm in most parts of the country. Later tonight, the alien disclosure deception. Here's what's happening. An amazing story. You've got it in the highlight reel at coasttocoastam.com. Listen to this. Long shrouded in mystery, the identity of the little boy who served as the inspiration for the legendary story The Exorcist has apparently been revealed to be a former NASA engineer who passed away last year. By way of an investigation by the magazine Skeptical Inquirer, it has been determined that Ronald Edwin Hunkeler was the then 14-year-old little boy who underwent a series of exorcisms back in 1949 at his home in Cottage City, Maryland, and St. Louis. Word of the strange case of the demonic possession captivated writer William Peter Blatty, who subsequently penned a fictionalized version of the account entitled The Exorcist, which then went on to become a blockbuster Hollywood film. Isn't that an amazing story? We had been talking about that little boy who was an adult for years, finding out where he was, and come to find out he was a former NASA engineer. Full story in our highlight reel at coasttocoastam.com. The White House said that people won't have to wear masks all the time as soon as we make progress fighting COVID-19. A senior official says that the future will look better after more people are vaccinated and therapeutics are made more available, adding that the goal is for people to learn how to live with the virus without taking such a toll on their lives. President Vladimir Putin said that Russia had no room to retreat in a standoff with the United States over the Ukraine and would be forced into a tough response unless the West dropped its aggressive line. Putin addressed his remarks to military officials as Russia pressed for an urgent U.S. and NATO reply to proposals it made last week for a binding set of security guarantees from the West. For more than 20 years, the International Space Station has served not just as an orbiting laboratory for science, but as a true vehicle for diplomacy, hosting astronauts from 19 different countries who work side by side in space when, in some cases, their leaders cannot even get along on the ground. The size of a football field, speeding through space at 17,500 miles an hour, the station has been a symbol of collaboration through wars and turmoil, and is to many in the space community worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize by itself to recognize it as the largest international peacetime endeavor in human history. But the fragile coalition that has kept the space station going all these years is beginning to fray. Tensions between Russia and the United States and the two main partners on the space station grow to levels not seen in years, as we just mentioned on the Ukraine situation. Here's Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. John, this is a sad story.
Oh, it's an incredible story of international cooperation for over 20 years. Okay, getting beyond the Cold War and, you know, the doomsday clock in which, you know, the United States and Russia were manufacturing more, you know, nuclear missiles aimed at each other's cities, and that International Space Station gave people hope. But what we're witnessing right now, George, is the most dangerous president with respect to Russian relations that we've had since the end of the Soviet Union. We have not seen this kind of vitriol and antagonism. This is a president who called the Russian president a soulless killer on March 16th, then met with China in a summit, and then accused the Chinese of committing genocide in Western China. Now he is Putin is asking for some security guarantees that they will not admit Ukraine into NATO. And instead of saying that we will sit and we will meet with you and we will discuss and talk about this and resolve these issues in a mutually satisfying way, Biden tells Putin that he doesn't accept any red lines from anyone, especially not Russia. Now, that's like throwing gasoline on a fire. He has 95,000 troops on that Ukrainian border. And the truth of the matter is that Putin was not the one that started this mess in 2014. It was a CIA coup. None of the media, none, and none of the Western Alliance countries will admit that while Putin was hosting the Sochi Winter Olympics, the CIA, together with pro-Western forces in Ukraine, led by heavyweight champion boxer Vitaly Klitschko, basically chased the duly elected Kremlin-backed president of Ukraine out of Kiev. So it was a CIA-backed and sponsored coup that started this mess. Now, as you know, the Russians have their warm water fleet in Crimea, yeah, in a town called Sevastopol. And so what was Putin supposed to do? Allow his Navy base to be attacked by hostile forces now that a NATO had essentially moved into Ukraine? All Putin is asking for is for Joe Biden and our Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, to stop antagonizing him and sit down and negotiate something where that the effect would be for Ukraine to resolve its differences with the Russian Federation.
Is this
no,
as test?
We're in a situation right now, George, where we are close to World War III.
Well, I was going to say, is this as tense as the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962?
This is far worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis, because we have an intelligent president at one time running the show, and now we have one that doesn't know what he's doing with respect to Russian and Chinese relations. Relations have never been worse since we opened up Nixon opened up the Chinese markets in 1972, and since the end of the Cold War with this president. And I think if they can, if Biden continues on the course that we're on right now, there is no question that that Putin could very well invade Ukraine, not for the purposes of seizing that much territory, but to honor the requests, and this is the important message, he will honor the requests of Russian-speaking separatists that are living in eastern Ukraine and want nothing to do with the Kiev government. So if Biden keeps pushing, he may get what he thinks he's pushing for, and that is a Russian invasion.
Track John Curtis on his website, onlinecolumnist.com. Thanks, John. Senator Elizabeth Warren has accused three major grocery store chains of exploiting the coronavirus pandemic, raising prices for American consumers, even as the companies rake in record profits. Warren, a former Democratic presidential candidate, suggested in separate letters to the chief executives at Publix, Kroger, and Albertsons that the companies had used their massive profits earned in 2020 to reward executives with bonuses and make additional stock buybacks, all while pushing up the price of food. Procter & Gamble has issued a voluntary recall of more than 30 aerosol spray products, including dry shampoo and dry conditioners, due to concern over the levels of benzene, a chemical known to cause cancer. Safety coach Jeff Nelken with us. Jeff, these recalls just continue and continue, don't they?
Well, levels of benzene were a little bit higher than they expected. So they're in the process of researching what's going on, especially in a lot of the aerosol products. There was an unusual high amount of benzene, and that's something that they need to explore, because there have been people who have been exposed to benzene over a period of time tend to develop leukemia.
That's crazy stuff. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff's website, foodsafetycoach.com. Some of the products involved are the Aussie, Pantene, Herbal Essence, Hair Food, and Water. Those are the products, so be careful. A rare look inside a fossilized dinosaur egg found in southern China has revealed an exquisitely preserved embryo and evidence suggesting that some of these prehistoric creatures had even more in common with modern birds than previously thought. What an amazing story that is. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Let's slam it again, folks. Take it, sign up, get the free app, but go to criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show. That's another number. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234 to call for assistance when you hear pharmacist Ben Fuchs give his advice to help you. He's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us for the first couple hours. CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website to slam and the toll-free number to call. After you hear Pharmacist Ben give the info, specifically if you're driving and you don't have a chance to write this down, 1-855-949-7234. Pharmacist Ben, of course, is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, spokesperson for CriticalHealthNews.com. And here he is back on Coast to Coast. You looking forward to Christmas, Ben?
I'm excited for Christmas, but I'm not excited for another year to go by. Oh, my God, George.
That's going by way too fast, isn't
it? Way too fast.
How would you weigh 2021 as a year?
How would I weigh it?
Yeah.
Will it go down as?
Yep.
It'll go down as a year where people started to wake up to the power of their bodies and the power of the immune system and started to begin to become a little bit skeptical about what passes for mainstream medicine. I see people are starting to get starting to smell a rat, basically, and they're starting to wake up to the idea that there's more that they can do for their health than they're being told.
Ever been on a dance floor on New Year's Eve, Ben?
2 years ago I was, yeah.
Okay, do you ever hear couples talking about, gosh, I'm so glad this year is gone?
Always. I'm sure they're going to say it this year, too.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I think we're going to get a lot of that this year.
I agree.
And it moves on. So how you been? Everything good?
Been healthy, been strong, and another year older, George.
All right. Well, we're going to take calls pretty soon with you and help folks. We'll do it next hour as well. I got contacted by an old high school friend. Haven't talked to this guy in, God, years. And he was just telling me that he's been listening to the show, that he's got atrial fibrillation, and his doctor wants to pile on the medicine. And I told him, I said, Ron, listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not advising you of anything, but I will tell you one thing you can add to whatever you do, and that's magnesium.
I was about to say, I knew you were going to say magnesium. Magnesium is the calming nutrient. It has a calming mineral. It has a very relaxing effect. It antagonizes or balances out calcium. And Americans get way more calcium than magnesium, and that accounts for a lot of anxiety and insomnia and constipation. A lot of issues that are associated with tenseness are associated with the out-of-balance calcium-to-magnesium ratio. That's why Longevity's got a product called the Osteomag, which you probably heard of, which is a way of reestablishing that balance. But you're absolutely right. Magnesium is, if not the most important, and I always hate to say the most important nutrient for the heart or for any other part of the body, it's certainly in the conversation. In fact, if you have a heart attack, they'll put magnesium directly into your heart. Magnesium deficiency is very common. In fact, it's one of the most common of the nutritional deficiencies. Magnesium is found wherever you find green. In fact, chlorophyll is it gets its green color from the magnesium atom that's right in the middle of the chlorophyll molecule. And one of the reasons why we don't get as much magnesium as we should is because we don't eat our vegetables. Making sure you're eating your green leafy vegetables is a great way to get magnesium, as well as making sure that you're supplementing.
But it works with your heart rhythm, doesn't it?
It calms everything down. Atrial fibrillation is basically a heart that's in distress. The heart is freaking out. And the word fibrillation is
from some kind of electrical pulse.
It's an electrical phenomenon. That's absolutely correct. The electricity doesn't flow correctly. The way the heart beats is a phenomenal example of how tightly regulated and choreographed all the biochemistry in the body is. And it's really amazing how the heart beats, how electricity is conducted in this perfectly even and symmetrical way. And anytime there's a little bit of disturbance in there, you feel it, and it manifests itself as a cardiac issue or as atrial fibrillation. Best thing you do for atrial fibrillation is to make sure that you're relaxing things, and magnesium, as I say, has a nice relaxing effect.
Well, it sure does. And we continue to get emails in, Ben, from people who, one, want to thank you and Doc Wallach for the advice that you've given them over the years. A lot of people are starting to wake up to their own health, aren't they?
Yes, yes, yes. And that's why, you know, I'm really hopeful and I'm excited. It seems like, you know, everything's hitting the fan here. But to me, this is a really exciting time because, as I say, we're waking up to the idea that there's more that we can do for our bodies than we're being told. I mean, think about this, George. How many more people know about this thing called the immune system just in the last 2 years, right? Even people who don't even understand health or the body are starting to hear this term, the immune system, and starting to realize that we have this thing called an immune system. So I'm very hopeful and I'm very excited, and I think that there's a silver lining here, and that is that we're starting to wake up to the power of our own bodies.
How many people would be outraged if government would say, we're going to mandate you take vitamin D3 every day. We're going to watch somebody give you the pill and you're going to swallow it.
Right, exactly.
I think people would go nuts.
Yeah, how about if we said you limited the amount of McDonald's you could eat or the amount of French fries you could eat, the amount of soda pop you could drink? There's so many ways that we could, if we really were serious about regulation and health, and I don't really think that we should be mandating anything.
I agree.
People should make their own decisions. But if we're going to mandate anything, how about we mandate exercise? Or we mandate good dietary habits? Now, why are we mandating pharmacological interventions? Why are we mandating medicines that, by their very definition, create toxicity in the body? I mean, that's really the definition of pharmacology, and pharmacy is something that changes the body to create an effect.
You know, it's interesting, though. A lady sent me an email this week and said, George, you do know, because you had kids and they went to school, school districts are mandating vaccines for kids, so you can't come unless you have some religious reason you don't want to go. She's absolutely right. There has been no outcry from parents about vaccines for kids that are mandated.
You know, I wonder, George, is there no outcry or we're just not hearing about the outcry?
We're not hearing about it. I don't think a lot of parents are complaining about it.
Yeah, you would think that they were. I mean, I don't have kids in school, but I sure would be complaining about it. I heard Sarah Palin the other day. She was saying, nobody's going to have to go over my dead body to do something to my kids.
You know, I'm not opposed to vaccines at all. I think everybody needs to make up their own mind.
Yes.
But for the children, I am opposed to the triple MMR vaccine. They should give them individually.
Well, how about toddlers getting this new? And this isn't even really a vaccine, by the way. We'll call it an inoculation. This experimental inoculation. Now toddlers and even babies they're suggesting that babies get it, two-year-old babies.
The pharmaceutical companies have made billions of dollars. Billions, all of them.
Oh, my goodness. The amount of money that's passed through the hands of the pharmaceutical companies, the CEOs of pharmaceutical companies, and unfortunately representatives of pharmaceutical companies who now work for the government or government agents who will soon be working for the pharmaceutical companies, the so-called revolving door.
Do you think this is a money grab, Ben?
Well, it's involved in it. I don't know if that's the purpose of it, but of course there's money that's involved in it, lots of money, billions, maybe even trillions of dollars around the world. But it's really about control. It's about power. It's about making sure that everything is tightly regulated. You know what, George? You know what the main resource on planet Earth is? It's humans. Humans are the main resource. Humans are the assets of corporation Earth. And when you have a corporation, you have to know your inventory. You know, you have to know what kind of assets you have. You have to know what kind of resources you have. So control and regulation, this is what we're experiencing now, is a way of making sure that all of the assets of planet Earth, all the resources of planet Earth are being monitored and being collected and being regulated. And so they know what they have. And that's what this is about.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, going to take calls very shortly. The phone number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, we'll give you that in a moment. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234, the website to go to. I need 22 people to hit the website in the next 2 minutes in order for us to set another record. So just go for it, folks. Just go to criticalhealthnews.com, look around for a few seconds. That's all you got to do right now. Go back to it later on. And, of course, with your app, you can also download the Critical Health News app on your phone, and it's absolutely free. So take advantage of things like that.
And we love emails, too, by the way, George.
You do. You do.
Health@criticalhealthnews.com.
You answer a lot, don't you?
I answer them. Dr. Peterson answers them. We have wonderful, wonderful representatives at the Longevity Company that answer all the emails and are super in tune with all of the products.
I know your call department contacted me a couple days ago and said, we're ready for Pharmacist Ben. Turn him loose. And we do that. And, of course, we're going to take texts and tweets with Tom. So jump on board with that. You've been doing this with us now since the beginning, haven't you? Just
crazy,
about.
George. This is our seventh year now.
Gosh, where does the time fly? Did you know in January I begin with my team my 20th year doing Coast to Coast?
20 years?
Starting in January.
Oh, my God. I remember when you started. Oh, my God. Really?
Where has the time gone? Well, anyway, stick with us, Ben. We're going to come back and take some phone calls with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's take your calls when we come back, and we'll do it next hour, too. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. And again, write this number down to call for assistance when you need it, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Tom will take your text and tweets as well and pass them on to Ben and get some answers for you. People are fascinated with their health these days, Ben, more so than I have ever seen it. Do you feel that too?
Yes, 100%. I know it. I've been doing this now, helping people with their health for almost 40 years, George.
I don't think it's just COVID. I think people are growing into taking care of themselves.
Yes, because what's happening is people are realizing that the medical model, as wonderful as it is for some things, and make no mistake about it, the medical model is great for patching you up. If you break a bone, if something falls on your head, you get into an accident, the medical model is wonderful for that. But when it comes to chronic long-term illness, it's an abject failure. As wonderful as it is for helping folks deal with trauma, it's that bad when it comes to helping folks deal with chronic long-term health challenges. And people are waking up to that. You know, we have more medicalization than we've ever had in the history of mankind, and we are simultaneously the sickest, the most obese, the most cancer-ridden society in history. And clearly there's a disconnect, and people are waking up to that.
You folks have been partners with us for 6-7 years now. What did you see in our show that got you so interested?
George, I've been listening to Coast personally since the 90s, since the early 90s. And I remember when you were substituting, when you would come in and substitute, right?
Long time ago.
Yeah, right? So, no, we are big fans of Coast to Coast, all of us, personally and as a business. Your listeners are so smart. Your listeners are so on the cutting edge, and they're so open-minded. It's a true pleasure and an honor to be associated with.
Well, we've been getting calls from listeners on the air with other guests who are talking about certain things, and they mention the fact that they're on your program, Doc Wallach's program, and they feel great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a great feeling having that happen.
You know, it's a great feeling, George. We hear it all the time, and I'm telling you, if you do this correctly, if you get on the Youngevity products, just the Healthy Star Pack, for example, there's no way that if you haven't supplemented before, and a lot of folks don't really understand how supplementation works, they've never really used it in their lives, there's no way that you're not going to have more energy, that you're not going to be able to lose weight, you're not going to be able to wean yourself off your meds, and you're not going to feel better. It's just the way the body works. You put the good stuff in, your body starts to use it, and you start to have a sense of aliveness that you didn't even know was possible.
You know, Ben, after 19 years, going on 20 years, you begin to develop a friendship with your listeners, and you care about them.
Right.
When I don't hear from a certain listener in a long time, I think something's happened to them.
Yeah.
And I personally get very upset, and I talk to Tom about this off air.
I've heard you when a listener calls and you haven't talked to for a while, and I've heard that. And the love that you put out on the air, George, that is, there's something magical about that that you can't identify it, but you know it. It's just in your voice. It's just, and that's why your listeners are so loyal. I remember walking down the streets of Santa Cruz with you a few years ago, and people were just chasing you down.
Or they were chasing you, and you were using me as the front.
No, not at all. They were, George.
Let's take some calls. First-time caller Alex is with us in Mississippi. Hi, Alex. Thanks for calling. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, George. How are you this evening?
Great, my friend. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm a long-time listener and first-time caller, but I had a question for you.
Okay.
What is your personal opinion on DMT and its subjective effects on the psyche in the present and in the future for mental health and whatnot?
Yeah, DMT is absolutely fascinating. I mean, you could do a whole 2 hours. You could do.
We've done some.
Oh, it's amazing substance. Read the spirit for the listeners out there. If you're
interested, what it is. Explain what it is.
DMT, dimethyltryptamine, is a chemical that's made in your brain. It's especially active in the pineal gland, which has always been, throughout history, has always been associated with spirituality and consciousness. And by the way, fluoride is specific for calcifying or breaking down the pineal gland. Anyway, DMT is secreted in high amounts at the point of death and at day 49 as the fetus is developing in the womb. And it's used now, it's used recreationally, but it's also being used medicinally, therapeutically, as all psychedelic drugs are, by the way, George, and for the listener, and for all the listeners, all psychedelic drugs are now being recognized as having therapeutic value for psychiatric and mental disorders, DMT included. And there's a form of DMT, by the way, that's found in frogs. I remember when I was studying pharmacology, they told us about how people would lick frogs, and I thought that was amusing, but as I started to study it, I realized that it contains a form of DMT that's especially powerful. In any case, when you do DMT, when you smoke DMT, it's a very short experience, like 10 minutes, but the first 30 seconds of that are the most incredible, mind-opening experience you could ever imagine, and then it gradually subsides. 5-MeO-DMT, which is a form of DMT that is found in frogs, the specific kind of frog, which is now becoming extinct because people are all catching the frog, it gives you an especially powerful hallucinogenic experience that's associated with spirituality and God. And if you go on to YouTube and just Google 5-MeO or search for 5-MeO-DMT experiences, there's some pretty amazing, amazing experiences. But as far as mental health goes, they are experimenting, I don't know necessarily with DMT, but they are experimenting with things like ketamine, MDMA, psilocybin mushrooms, et cetera, for helping folks deal with PTSD, helping folks deal with depression and anxiety, and also for folks who are have terminal diseases, for helping them ease them into the death experience. Psychedelic drugs are powerful therapeutic modalities that unfortunately have been stigmatized and tabooed, much to unfortunately, because people don't get to use them, and the taboos have made the medical community kind of leery of them. But research is now showing that these psychedelic agents have some really important therapeutic benefits.
Our pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com, and again, the number to call for backup information on what he is saying is 1-855-949-7234. We will take your calls next hour as well. Tom's taking text and tweets. Let's go west of the Rockies. Wendy's with us in Sedona, Arizona. You've got my first daughter's name, Wendy.
Oh, nice. My name.
Have you heard the Beach Boys song?
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Yes, and today's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Go ahead. You're on with Pharmacist Ben. How can we help you?
Hi, Wendy.
Yeah, I have a friend. I have a friend who's in his early 80s, and he was diagnosed with edema. He can barely walk. In fact, sometimes he can't get out of the car because it's so painful.
Mm.
And his doctor gave him water pills, but it's not helping, and he doesn't know what it's caused by, what's aggravating. He's a bit of a problem drinker, I think.
Well, that's not helping.
And sometimes that could be a heart issue too, Ben.
Yeah, and also liver if he's a problem drinker. Basically, the blood when the blood runs through the vascular system, the circulatory system, it has to stay in the circulatory system. What happens as we get older, or as the body starts to break down, the blood doesn't move as effectively through the circulatory tubes, the tubules, and fluids start to leak out. And this is especially be caused by folks who have clogs somewhere in the circulatory system. If he's drinking, a major clog is going to be in the liver. So if he is drinking, he needs to stop doing that. But there are some nutritional supplements that might be helpful for him if he wants to get into supplementation. I would get him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as soon as possible. That has the electrolytes in it. And electrolytes can be very helpful for keeping the circulatory system moving as effectively as it should. And then also protein, especially egg protein. Egg protein contains something called albumin, and albumin acts as a sponge to sop up liquid to make sure it stays in the bloodstream. In fact, albumin deficiencies can cause edema, and albumin is produced in the liver, and if he's drinking a lot, that can be a problem. So albumin from egg protein, and then I would be doing the Healthy Start Pack, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as well.
And Wendy, if you missed anything that Pharmacist Ben just mentioned, just call this number because they're taking notes, 1-855-949-7234. What a great service, huh? They you're driving in your car, you can't write anything down, so you call a number and they give you all the information.
It really is a great service, George. I mean, even if you're not interested in purchasing any products, there's a lot of helpful information that people can give you if you just call the number or if you just send an email, health@criticalhealthnews.com.
Absolutely. If you text and tweets, Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, thanks, George. Ben, Jeremiah from Lake Tahoe, California. Please have the pharmacist talk about GI ratings and what they mean, and can eating a high GI food and a low GI food balance out each other?
Yeah.
Gastrointestinal, right?
No, I think he's referring to the glycemic index.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got me on that one.
Yeah, the glycemic. Well, you know, GI is also gastrointestinal, but I think he's talking about the, I'm pretty sure, right, Tom? The
glycemic. Yeah, he index. Is. It says glycemic
yeah,
index.
Yeah, glycemic index is a really important marker for how fast foods turn into sugar. And that's a really serious issue. In fact, if you want to do one thing to improve your health, take care of your blood sugar. And one of the best ways to do that is to eat foods that are low glycemic index foods, foods that release their sugar value very slowly. Unfortunately, most of us are enjoying eating high glycemic index foods, foods that
like a donut, right?
Quickly, especially processed food. What's that, George?
Like a donut.
Like donuts, exactly. 80% of the standard American diet comes from processed foods, and a large percentage of that now comes from ultra processed foods. They had to have a new category because the foods are so processed now. They call them ultra processed, and these are foods that release their sugar very quickly. And as the texter writes, high glycemic foods are something that you want to be very careful of. In fact, low glycemic foods, I don't know necessarily about balancing them, but low glycemic foods like fruits, vegetables, those are the kinds of things that you, unprocessed foods in general, those are the kinds of foods that you want to make sure you're eating. If you happen to enjoy a donut or you happen to a Snickers bar or cotton candy, which are very release their sugar very quickly, one of the best things you could do is drink lots of water to dilute that sugar. And then, in addition to that, move your body, because as you move your body, the sugar will come out of the blood and go into the muscles. And then third of all, make sure you're using your sweeties. In fact, all diabetics or pre-diabetics, in fact, everybody would benefit by using the sweeties, and that's sweet ease, after all foods, but particularly after all meals, but particularly after meals that contain these high glycemic index foods or processed foods specifically. And that's chromium and vanadium, which is in the sweeties, two incredibly valuable
that
minerals.
Does lower your glucose levels,
yes,
doesn't it?
Exactly. And by the way, George, folks who are worried about cholesterol, elevated cholesterol equals elevated blood sugar. And the fastest way to lower your cholesterol, if folks are interested in that, is reduce your intake of high glycemic foods, high glycemic sugars, and then also make sure you're using these supplements that help the body process sugar, especially niacin, by the way. And interestingly, niacin, like the ultimate niacin from longevity, is almost all the studies that have been done on niacin, which is critically important for sugar control, show that niacin works as well as statin drugs also for lowering cholesterol.
Some people get that niacin flush,
yep,
though.
Yep, that can happen, absolutely. The niacin flush is a manifestation of blood vessels opening up, which is not a bad thing. Blood vessels opening up, they call that vasodilation, will improve circulation, but it will also make your ears hot and your fingers hot and sometimes your face hot, and that's the so-called niacin flush. It goes away, and if you use your ultimate EFAs with your niacin, you'll find that you don't flush as readily.
Our old buddy, our old pal, Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Hello there, Barry. Merry Christmas to you.
I tell you what, George, I'm telling you, buddy, I'm just tickled to death to be on the air. I want to say hello to all my buddies and a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And I was just talking to Tommy, and he said Barry Wayne was just on the phone, and the first thing he said when I answered was, old buddy, old pal, old friend of mine.
I love it.
I talk to Wayne and Mike almost every day.
They're good people.
I love it. But listen, Ben Fuchs, I think you might remember, I was a pharmaceutical salesman for Eaton Laboratories, okay, selling macrodentin for 20 years, on calling on urologists, of course, and GPs and so forth. But that drug is incredible in certain ways. But what I wanted to mention was how terrible some of these new pharmaceutical drugs are now. This fentanyl is dropping people dead like crazy, and most of them are not needle shooters. They snort it like cocaine,
yeah. Yeah.
And think it's going to be all right, and next thing you know, they're dead.
It's terrible.
It's powdered. They put it in cocaine just a little bit.
Just a little bit
can kill you.
It's a terrible thing, and now that it's contaminated, now you got fentanyl that's contaminated, and fentanyl that's stuck in, like you're saying, cocaine and heroin. It's a terrible thing. Oh, my God.
One of the reasons why I advocate that the drug use should be legalized, they should be putting people in jail because they use drugs, is the government should be processing this stuff and getting it out to the people, because these drug dealers are lacing fentanyl now. And people, it is the highest death rate among young people in the country
now. It's a horrible thing. It is probably the most it's the most potent of all the opioids, but it might be the most potent of all the drugs, certainly of all the recreational drugs. So-called recreation.
The size of a grain of rice can kill you.
It's unbelievable, George. It is heartbreaking. The whole addiction thing is really heartbreaking.
And you buy that junk on the streets, you don't know what you're getting.
Do you know, though, the kind of attitude about life that you have to be able to wanting to do that? You have to just be so distressed to want to do that.
And not realize what's out there. I mean, it's very dangerous. It's Ben, we're coming back. Another hour to go of calls with you. Those on hold, just hang there. We'll get to you.